Well, a lot of folks have been complaining about the weather, and gosh, I would never be one of those folks, but I do remember saying on the air that Larry Weber was going to straighten us out. He was going to tell us that this is not that unusual and that this is part of a healthy ecosystem, and he's going to make the whole thing look a little bit better to us. But I'm not sure if you're going to do that or not. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, interesting thing about weather, I think people complain no matter what it is, you know, whether it's too cold, whether it's too windy, whether it's too rainy, whether it's too snowy, or even there are going to be some people complain that it's too nice. You know, there's always a complaint. So I just overlook all that and say, Mother Nature, we accept you as you are. We had an interesting month. This is the last day of the wonderful month of June, and tomorrow will begin the wonderful month of July. But we had an interesting month comparable to some of the spring months. We had a month where it was cooler the second half than it was the first half. The first half is when we had some days of over 80 degrees. The hottest day of the month was June 10, which would hit officially 88 degrees, but I'm sure a lot of people reported 90. anyway, that was in the first half of the month. The second half of the month, we never got that hot, and so we ended up with a temperature that's only slightly above normal. I thought we were going to be quite a bit above normal there for a while, but only slightly above normal. Also above normal, thanks to the day before yesterday, is the precipitation. We are going to have over 5 inches of rain for the month of June. Normal is about a little over 4 inches. And so, yeah, we did have wet. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I think it is so wonderful. From the 1st of January till now, we're about 3 inches above normal in precipitation, and I think it is wonderful. There are states to our west that are dealing with drought, and so when we look out right now and we see all this lush green, that's thanks to the weather, the rain that we've been having. A little follow-up to that is as we get into July, the plants just take, they've been growing like mad in June as is, but there's a whole nother group of plants that start to show up as we get into July. Right now, if you go down any of the roads, and yesterday I was on the Munger bike trail, you see just a plethora of wildflowers in bloom. Now, a lot of these are things like clovers and hawkweeds, but the list goes on and on. There are vetches, there's alfalfa, there's daisy, there's buttercups, there's yarrow. Black-eyed Susan I saw in bloom yesterday, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, as we get into July now, we get some really terrific summer flowers. Now, many of the ones I just mentioned are considered alien, and they are not native here, but they grow very well here, and they take advantage of the sunlight and the moisture of June, and they just proliferate. Well, some of the ones that we get coming up now in July are native, and the two that I just absolutely love for the month of July are fireweed and milkweed, neither one of which has started to bloom yet, and I've been checking them every day, but they will very soon, and they pretty much own the month of July. Boy, they just take off and grow tall, and both of them have purplish flowers. Now, unfortunately, they both have the suffix of weed, and no, it does not apply in their case. They are native plants. And with all the press that's been going on with monarch butterflies, milkweeds have become a very valuable plant. And so, yes, I was very glad to see a good growth of them yesterday. And like I said, though they haven't yet had their flower, they certainly will as we get further into July. A few more will start showing up a lot more, too. Another one that I really appreciate are the primroses, especially the evening primroses, which bloom at night. Other things coming of note, this is an interesting thing to pass on. Yesterday during my bike ride, I saw the first goldenrod of the season in bloom. That's another example of a native plant that does very well later in summer. Now, goldenrods are usually associated with late summer and often into autumn. And here it is on the 29th of June, I saw the first one in bloom. That doesn't mean the season is moving on quickly. No, it means that there are some goldenrods that bloom early, and that's what this one was, just an early blooming goldenrods. Other things of note, we still have woody plants, namely the raspberries, and yesterday I saw thimbleberries, and around my house here, blackberries that are very much in bloom. But soon, the berry suffix of all of them will start to be realistic, and before we go a month from now, we'll be seeing ripe berries of quite a large number of them. This past week, I did see ripe elderberries, and they always seem to be the first one of any of the woody plants to have their berries. So, yes, things are going along there as well. And thanks to all this rain, we are going to get the beginning of mushroom season. It really was interesting to note yesterday, just the day after we had such a rainy day, I found a few mushrooms already up. They are opportunists. They take advantage of the situation as soon as they can. We do have little mushrooms, but we also have a type of fungus called coral fungus, which looks like a little tree or a little shrub that sticks out from the sides of logs, light brown in most cases. It's kind of a tan color. But anyway, they've been showing up, as well as a number more. And next week when I speak, I'm sure there's going to be other kinds that will show up. In the world of birds, the breeding season is still going on. I found a family of baby ducklings this week. I also found a new bird nest that I had not seen before. But I think it's already starting to move on. And I think a lot of the nests have hatched and they've turned into the babies, the little fledglings that are starting to come out. There are a few kinds of birds that go through a second brood, but at our latitude, that's kind of hard to do. But the two that I have in my yard here, one is Robin, another one Phoebe, both nested early, and they're now going into their second brood. But for the most part, we are moving on. And as we move on through that, there's less and less bird songs. Now, during my morning walks, I still hear quite a few different kinds, but it's not as much as it was. And that's why the Breeding Bird Survey is always done at an earlier time in June. Other things of note, I still hear the mink frogs and the green frogs, the summer frogs, keep on calling. I found a snapping turtle laying eggs along the side of the road a couple days ago, and we're getting quite a variety of butterflies right now. You know, it's really an interesting thing. We get a cloudy day, and they're not flying so much, but boy, when we get a clear day, they are out there in really good numbers and quite a diverse group as well. I had a chance this week to see both the Red Admiral and White Admiral, two butterflies that have black on their body along with other kinds of markings. They're both in the yard this week, as are many kinds of dragonflies. And then when it comes to insects, you know, right away we think in terms of mosquitoes and black flies and deer flies and horse flies and so forth. But get out after dark. We're going to have a holiday weekend here. Get out after dark at around 10 o'clock, and we've got a great good number of fireflies out there. This is one insect that virtually everybody likes. And so I say, get out there and enjoy it. Yeah, it's going to be a great, according to your forecast, we're going to have a little bit warmer weather and we're going to have a little bit less rain. So, yeah, get out after. We don't have a full moon yet, but we're moving in that direction. We got about a waxing quarter moon, and so it will be bright enough. And just get out and take a look. So, yeah, take care, and welcome to July, Lisa. Am I allowed to quote Dorothy Malter, one of my favorite quotes from her?
You're allowed to quote anybody, anytime, anywhere, Larry. You're
Dorothy
that
Malter,
guy.
Dorothy Malter, for those who don't remember, was known as the Root Beer Lady, and she lived up by herself up in the BWCA. And she did it for many years. Well, she has a quote that I just love, and she says, "When it gets to be July, I look forward to the long, dark nights of November." And I just love that quote.
Larry, remind me to not let you quote things anymore.
Here's another quote. This is a saying in northern Minnesota. When summer comes, can winter be far behind? So, okay.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Very helpful. Okay. Very helpful.
Take care.
Enjoy
the holiday. Take care.
Larry Weber this morning on 103.3 KUMD, educator, author, naturalist, and a guy who's got a weird sense of what kinds of weather he likes. He joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac right here on KUMD.